He was turning now at the end of the walk and making for Sister Fenella's window again. Malcolm watched the bridge, the garden, what he could see of the road, and saw nothing wrong. And when he turned, Asriel was handing the little bundle up through the window, whispering a word or two, and silently swinging the shutters closed. He then beckoned, and Malcolm joined him. It was very difficult to make no noise at all, even on the grass, and Malcolm watched to see how the man set his feet down. There was something leopard-like about it, something to practice himself anyway. Back through the orchard, back to the hedge, through the brambles and into the meadow across the willow stump. Then a stronger, yellower light than the moon stabbed the sky. Someone on the bridge had a searchlight, and Malcolm heard the sound of a gas engine.
"There they are," said Asriel quietly. "Leave me here, Malcolm."
"No, I got a better idea. Take my canoe and go down the river. Just get me back across the other side first." The idea occurred to Malcolm in the same moment he said it.
"You sure?"
"You can go downstream a long way. They'll never think of that. Come on." He stepped in and untied the painter, holding the boat tight to the bank while Asriel got in too. Then Malcolm paddled swiftly and as quietly as he could across to the inn garden, though the current wanted to whirl him out into the open water where they'd be visible from the bridge. Asriel caught hold of the fixed line on the little jetty while Malcolm got out. Then he let Malcolm hold the boat while he got it the right way round, took the paddle and held out a hand to shake.
"I'll get her back to you," he said.
And then he was gone, speeding with long, powerful strokes down the river with the swollen current. The leopard demon like a great figurehead at the prow. La Belle Sauvage had never gone so fast, Malcolm thought.